Teach me to do your will. Psalm 143:10. This is not a loud prayer. It doesn't shout. It doesn't beg. It doesn't bargain. It's not desperate. It's not dramatic. It is dangerous. Because the moment a man truly prays, teach me to do your will, he stops asking God to agree with him and starts asking God to change him. David doesn't pray this as a young man chasing direction. He prays it as a seasoned man who's failed loud, fallen hard, repented deep, been restored slow, and learned something painful. Knowing God's will is not the same as doing it. So he doesn't say, explain it. He says, teach me. Teach me not because I'm ignorant, but because I'm trained wrong. Not because I lack information, but because I've trusted myself too long. Transformation doesn't begin with confidence. It doesn't begin with strength. It begins with teachability. I don't need another seminar. I don't need another opinion. I don't need more knowledge. I need less self-direction. Pride says, God, bless what I've already decided. Humility says, God, rewrite my plans. Because here's the truth we don't like to say out loud. A man can be saved and still unteachable. A man can quote scripture and still be self-trained. And David finally says, I don't trust myself to train myself anymore. That's where change begins. Teach me to do your will. Not just to know it, not just to talk about it, not just to debate it. Because God's will is not learned in theory, it's learned in motion. It's not just what you allow, it's what delights your heart. We want understanding first. God gives understanding through obedience. We want clarity before movement. God says, move and I'll show you. You don't follow God because you understand. You understand because you follow. Delayed obedience is not neutral. It quietly trains the heart to resist God while still sounding spiritual. Teach me to do your will because you are my God. Not because you're powerful, not because you're loud, not because you're in charge, but because you are mine. You don't demand obedience before deliverance. You deliver first, then invite obedience. Slaves obey to avoid punishment. Sons obey because they trust the Father. If you're not my God, your will feels like control. But when you are my God, your will feels like protection. And let your good spirit lead me good, not harsh, not cruel, not impatient. You don't drive me with fear, you guide me with truth. Conviction brings life. Shame brings paralysis. If the voice condemns me, rushes me, crushes me, it is not your spirit. Your spirit corrects without destroying weed, without shoving forms, without humiliating. So lead me because I cannot follow while gripping the wheel. Leading means I admit I don't know the way. The most dangerous man is not the broken one. It's the self-directed one. You don't wrestle control from me. You wait until I release it and leave me on level ground, not an easy life, a stable one. No hidden traps, no clips disguised as shortcuts. No chaos baptized as freedom. Your will reminds me that many collapses weren't attacks. They were warnings ignored. You don't remove every hardship, but you remove the traps. So today, one honest question remains. Am I asking you to bless my will or to teach me yours? And where, today, not someday, are you asking me to let go? Father, teach us to do your will, not just know it. We belong to you, lead us by your good spirit. Remove the traps we cannot see and establish our lives on level ground. Amen.